All right, how many got your Bibles? Go to Psalms 119. Amen. Psalms 119. All right, today, I'm going to try not to be long. How many excited about that? Sinners. Wow, Nick, thanks. All right. No. So, it's a simple thought today. Psalms chapter 119. I was trying to think of what to preach, and then all of a sudden this, I used to sing these verses as a kid. Do y'all know the Psalms 119? It goes 97, it goes verse 103, and then the chorus is verse 101. How many has ever heard this song before? Oh how I love thy law, it is my meditation all the day. No one? Amen. Okay, well, thanks. All right, well, we used to sing it all the time, and the chorus is, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. And you just repeat that. I like that, and that phrase, it came into my mind, I've refrained my feet, and I was trying to think, this might be more of a older thought today, I guess, for the older kids. But you can still learn, all right? How many like learning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can still learn. Amen. So today I want to talk about refraining yourself. Refraining. How many of you have ever heard that phrase? Your parents told you, refrain yourself, all right? Or maybe you've seen it in a movie. It's kind of an old word, but how many of you have ever heard the phrase, modernize it, stop talking, sit still, pay attention, all right? What they're saying is you need to refrain yourself. So I'm going to read these verses real quick, and then we're going to go back through. Here we go. Psalms 119, verse 97 through 104. The Bible says, oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all the day. Though thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray and be with us, so we need you and love you. And God, I pray and just help, give me the words to say, fill them with the Holy Spirit. And God, I pray and just help be the students and the teachers here today. God, help them to learn and hear from you and not from me. God, I pray and speak to their hearts through your word. I pray that their hearts be open to you, God. We need you and love you to help challenge our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, so I was... No funny stories today. Not yet, anyways. All right, but hey, you know, the Bible, I'm talking about, what is Psalms chapter 119 really talking about? Psalms 119, what's like the main thought? God's Word. Didn't we just study this a few years back? All right, don't y'all remember? The monthly scripture of Psalms 119. So what's Psalms 119? Pretty much almost every verse has to deal with what? God's Word. All right, I heard the elementary students and Stephanie. All right, what is Psalms 119 about? God's Word. All right. And what do you think I'm going to talk about today? God's Word. We're in a Christian school, right? So what is a Christian school's main focus? God's Word. All right. How many of you are saved today? What should be your focus? All right. Some of you have already turned me off because you're like, Brother Michael, we already know about God's Word. But guess what I'm going to talk about today? No, refraining yourself. No. Here we go. God's Word. Hey, did y'all notice this? The Bible has become personal. It has become personal. I was just telling the high school, I got a new Bible, and I love getting Bibles. I was talking to Miss Joy yesterday evening, and she likes the Schofield Bible. She says she always gets that. How many love your Bible? Amen. Great. All right. You guys are having to think about this. All right. Come on now. Open your minds here. You just did riddles. I know your mind's pumping. All right. You ought to love your Bible. All right. I love my Bible. I like the big Bibles. My wife, she likes little Bibles. I don't know. Everyone has their own little Bible that they like. All right. But we ought to love God's Word. All right. It doesn't matter who printed it. It's God's Word. All right. So did you notice here in Psalms 97 through 104, all the personal pronouns? 8 times the letter I is mentioned. 6 times my. 4 times me is mentioned. There's more things there. There's mine. It's my meditation. It's I have kept thy word. I will do this. God's word's got to become personal to you. You know what? It can't just be something that, oh, that's Brother Mises, or oh, that's Brother Daniels, oh, that's pastors. You know, that's their God. No, this is your God. This is your Bible. You ought to love it. It's got to become personal to you. If it's just another book that's made out of genuine leather that is glued on the back and has black and white words on it that you just take home and you throw it to the side until the next day of school, it's nothing to you. You got to read God's word. You got to make it personal. You know, one day what happens is this Bible, some of y'all think this is a ball and chain. Some of y'all think that this Bible here is just something to slow you down. And you think, one day, I'm going to have all the freedoms. And you think, oh man, I can't do this because I'm in the Christian school. I can't do this rule because the Bible says this. I can't do this because... And that's all you think the Bible is. But you know what? There's going to be one day where your parents and teachers aren't going to be there anymore to say, hey, don't do that. Hey, come back over here. Hey, you shouldn't say that. One day, you're going to have to make a choice. And hopefully, it's not when you graduate high school. It's got to be a choice now. You know, that's not just for high school students. That's not just for junior high. Elementary, you ought to have some rules in the Bible that you love that you say, I'm going to do it this way. You know what? There's going to be one day, and hopefully, I hope it comes today if it's not already in your life, but you're going to decide, I'm not going to go here. I'm not going to do this. When someone's telling a bad joke, I'm not going to laugh at it. I'm going to leave. When I was younger, I remember always going to our church, and at 10th and I think it's MacArthur in Oklahoma City, on that corner, there are a lot of beer joints and bars, and just a really sinful. It was a big corner, and it was really horrible. You know what? When I was little, my parents always said, "Don't look that way." Every time we got there, like a block away, they would say, "Michael, look out the left window." And I remember if they. I can't remember exactly, but I just thought if I looked to the right, I would get a spanking. So I don't know if they told me that I would get a spanking. But it was so sinful over there. They didn't want me looking over there. There was bad pictures. There was everything. It was just a sinful corner. And you know what? I remember my first day, I got to drive the vehicle. Now, even while I was in high school, I try not to look over there. I'd always try to respect my parents. But you know what? There came one day. I remember this. I was driving, and I was driving myself. My first day to school, I hit a bird. It was cool. And it came out in front of me. I hit it with my green Nissan truck, and then all these feathers just floated behind me. It was really cool. Anyways, I remember coming up on that stop, and I remember the first time I was like, I'm going to look over there. And you know what? There's something inside of me that broke because it was a sinful place, and there's pictures over there, and I did not realize that my parents were protecting me all those times. And you know what? When I got in cars with younger people, because we live kind of far away from the school, when we try to get to that corner, I'd always say, hey, and I'd always try to point something out over there. There's always something interesting because there was ghetto apartments, all right? And so they'd see a bum pushing a cart or something. It was always fun. So we'd always try to look the other way. You know why? Because there came a point in my life where I said, you know what, my parents were protecting me for something. Their rules didn't become a ball and chain anymore. It became personal to me. You know, this Bible ought not to become a ball and chain to you. You know, your parents are training you, but there's going to become one day where you have to make a choice of your own. And I'm not talking about when you're 18. It ought to start now. It ought to start now. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 29, Moses is getting ready to die, and he says, Moses knew that Israel would turn away after he died. He said, you know what? He says, Israel, you're so sinful. He said, I know that once I die, you're just going to turn away from God, and you're going to make God angry because of the works of your hands. And you know what? I hate to say this, but in a crowd this size, there's probably at least one person, if not more. You might not show it outwardly, but your heart, you're just waiting. You're waiting one day to get away from this, and your mind ball and chain. You're ready to get away from God's word because it's not personal to you, and you don't love God like you should. And that's sad. We've tried to put Moses tried to pour everything into those people. You know how many times Moses stood between God and Israel because God was so mad with them, he wanted to destroy them. You know, Moses and all of his teachers, we love you so much that we want God's word to become personal to you, and we want you to love it, and we want you to grow up, not just when you're a senior in high school, but even in elementary. You can grow up, and one day you could say, you know what, I want to choose to obey today. I want to do that. And they go through all these things. But you know what? It's sad because we know there's at least one or two of y'all that might turn away. You know, because it's not personal. You know, you say, oh, well, these rules are dumb. Or you say, oh, why do I have to do this? You know, don't go over there. Why? What's wrong with it? What's the big deal? And you say that, and you know what? We would love to show you what the big deal is. But out of your rebellion of your heart, we don't really want to take the time because we know you're not going to listen. Because if you haven't got it by now, if you ask those questions, but it's been preached from the pulpit and pastors taught you and all these different things, you know what? And you're still asking, oh, why can't we go there? Why can't we do this? You know, that's dumb. Like, why can't we go to the movies? We can watch all the movies on our phones nowadays. We have Netflix. Say, what's the big deal about that? Well, okay, with that philosophy, you ought to watch what's appropriate and what's all that. But, you know, just because they serve beer and alcohol in Walmart, does that mean it's okay for you to go to the bars now? Come on, you got to use your head a little bit. You know, God, His word ought to be true. It ought to be Psalms 36 and verse 4. Go to Psalms 36 and verse 4. The Bible. Oh, that's 34 and verse 6. I was like, what in the world? All right, here we go. Psalms 36 and verse 4. You there? Say praise to Jesus. Hey, look at this. Verse 1. What does it say in verse 1? The transgression of the saith within. Hey, this is an inward thing. Hey, as teachers, we're trying to teach on the outside as much as we can, but someday it's going to come personal. It's got to be in your heart. Look at verse 4. He devises mischief upon his bed. He sitteth himself in the way that is not what? He abhorreth not. You know what abhor means? To hate. Strongly hate. You got to hate evil. And you know what? The only way you're going to hate evil is if you know what good is. Some of y'all don't hate evil enough, and it really saddens my heart. And I wish you could hate evil. And the only way you can do that is if you love God's word. And you know what? In Psalms 119, he's going through. Psalms 119 is all about the Bible. But you say, how do I refrain myself? You know what refraining means? It means to put up barriers. You know what? As teachers, we have this thing called a rule book, and sometimes it expands because people like to break barriers. How many like breaking barriers? Yeah, liars, all right? The other day we were playing dodgeball run, and some of y'all were like grabbing people. No, I'm just kidding. Brother Michael, when he was younger, he liked messing with other people, and I like breaking barriers. Rules are meant to be what? Followed. Wow. That was a pastor's daughter, all right? They're not meant to be broken, meant to be followed. But hey, you know what? We have that mentality of like, how can I do this? You know what? That comes with every one of us. You know, I'm not picking on you or anything like that. But you know what? Sometimes we have that mentality. But you know what? We ought to obey rules. And you know what our final rule should be? The Bible. Yes. All right. You know what? How do you refrain yourself? There's going to come a day, and it ought to be in your life right now, that the teachers can't be there and say, hey, don't go there. And they're putting up the barriers for you. You ought to make a choice right now to put up your own barriers. You ought to have your barriers right now. You say, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to watch this kind of movie. I'm not going to listen to this kind of music. I'm not going to hang out with those kind of people. And you know what you're doing? You're putting up your own barriers. For one day, when you are 18, it's easier for you to stand. It's easier. You ought to do it now. Say, how do I refrain myself? How do I do this? Yeah, we're always taught read God's word. We're always taught pray. We're always taught these things. But how do you do this? Well, Psalms 119, verse 97. Let's read it together. Psalms 119, verse 97. Oh, how love I thy what? What's the law? The Bible, God's word. Oh, how I number one, if you want to refrain yourself, you got to love God's word. You got to love God's word. What does it say? Oh, how love I thy law? It is my meditation all the day. All right. How many personal pronouns are there? Some of you are like, oh, man, I hate English. What is this? How many personal pronouns are there? There's two. I love it. It's my meditation. It's not my teacher's, it's not my parents' meditation, it's not their love, it's my love. I love God's word. You know what? If you want to refrain, if you want to put your own barriers up for your life to be correct, correct yourself, all right, you ought to love God's word. It was said, I was reading about this verse, and someone said, what you love, you think about. You love to think about. I don't know what you love, I don't know, but for myself, I love my wife. I think about my wife. Each and every day, I think about, like, what's she cooking, all right? You say, what do you think about? I like thinking about long walks on the beach. You know, no, I was joking. I love thinking about my wife. I love golf, all right? If you don't know that, I talk about it almost every time. And you know what? I love it. I watch videos on it. I love talking about it. Some of y'all are like, how many of you thinking, man, you're an old guy now? All right, thanks, all right? You know, I love football. It's football season. You know what? Already yesterday, I think I watched like 10 videos of like the hardest hit in football, like trick plays. I watched highlights of all these games. You can't watch all the games. You know, I love football, and I'm always thinking about it. And I'm older. I can't play it anymore, but I'm always thinking about it. I don't know what you love. I don't know what you love, but you know what? If you're honest with yourself, what you love, you always think about. Are you always thinking about wrong music? Are you always thinking about what you're going to do once you get out of church? Or are you thinking about God's word? You know what? You got to love God's word. You know, think about this. How I love thy law is my meditation all the day. You're constantly going over it. Why do we have scripture memory in the school? It's because we don't know what to teach, and so we're just trying to fill time, right? Yeah, no. Good night. You're the pastor's daughter. No, okay, here you go. Anyways, so you know what? You got to love God's word. You know, when you love God's word, things happen. Look at verse 98. Maybe you didn't catch this. Through thy what? Whose commandments? God's. Hath made me wiser than who? All right. For they are ever with me. What's ever with you? Amen. Enemies. God's word. They're with you. I have more what? Understanding than all my? All right. For thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the? Because I keep thy precepts. How many like to understand things? How many love it going to school? I remember going to school one time, and I hate science. It was chemistry class. And once you get into chemistry, there's like this mathematical equation or something once you get with the elements. And I can't really explain it because I don't really understand it. And I remember raising my hand like so many times in that class period. I was not trying to be stupid. I just did not understand it. And finally, my teacher, I just remember he looked at me and said, Price, if you can't understand this, I'm sorry, you're just dumb. All right? Yeah. That made me feel great about myself. All right. But hey, how many would love it? The Bible says here, when you read God's word, in verse 98, how many would like to have more understanding than your enemies? All right. How many have enemies? How many enemies are in this room right now? Your teacher is not your enemy. So put your hand down. All right. Here we go. How many would like to have more understanding than your teachers? I was looking this up. It literally means you can have more understanding than your teachers. How many love that? Maybe your teacher's trying to get something across and sometimes they can't explain it to your friends and all of a sudden you're like, hey, it's this way. That doesn't mean you go up there and you're like, Brother Michael, you're dumb in this area and I know more than you. All right, no, that's not what it's talking about. But you get understanding. How many like to get good grades because you understand in class? You know, according to the Bible, if you read God's word, if you understand, if you study it, what's going to happen? You're going to get good grades. How many ancient? That was a very deep one. I had to look that one up. What does ancient mean? I was thinking like, you know, pharaohs. It does mean old people. All right. How many like to be, it wasn't just not more understanding, but more understanding than the ancient. You know, how many like to, ancient people, it's like gray hairs of wisdom. They know everything because they've done everything. Whether it's cool, whether it's smart, whether it's dumb, they've done everything. They know all the consequences. They've seen. How many like to have more wisdom and more understanding like that? Amen. I would. All right. If they've done something stupid and got in trouble for it, I don't want to do it. Hey, you know what? Hey, when you read God's word and you love it, those things happen. You know, when they took the, I was reading this morning, what happens, this is a public college. They said when you read the Bible, they did this study with some of their students. When people read the Bible, it gave the kids confidence in school. When their students or the college students read the Bible, it gave support and they weren't as weary. They weren't as anxious. They weren't as troubled when tests and things come because they were reading the Bible. When they read the Bible, you know what? They started caring for others. And you know, when they started investing in other people, those people invested in them. And you know what? They helped them learn better because they were helping each other and passing study notes and different things like that. And that was just the students that read the Bible. You know, when they took the Bible out of schools, you know what? The scoring went down. Drug use went up. Births out of wedlock came up. Juvenile crimes went up. And school behavior went down. You think you just have a bad attitude against the teacher, but it's probably because you're not in the Word of God. You think, I'm the dumbest person on earth. Why don't you try reading the Bible? You know, my brother's smarter than me. I can't help it. My parents, you know, were like, you know, why aren't you getting good grades in it? You know what? I honestly believe one of the reasons I was one of the smart, not smarter, but smart aleck, but one of the smarter students in my class because I read God's word. Because Brother Michael does not like school. All right. Someone asked me the other day, a few weeks ago, they said, why don't you go get your master's? And I was like, no, I graduated college, graduated high school. I'll read books. But I ain't going to go back to school. How many agree with me? School's dumb. All right, yeah. But you need it, all right? Try to get pastor out of it. No, I was going to say, pastor, we don't need school. We just need to read God's word. All right, no. But hey, you know what? You ought to read God's word. It helps you. How many struggle in school? If you struggle in school, why don't you try reading God's word? I wasn't one of those people in school. Even when I was a senior in high school, I just read like a chapter a day. And you know what? God blesses you for that. And you know what? You ought to love God's word. So number one, if you want to put walls up for yourself, if you want to refrain yourself, what do you have to do? Love God's word. Yep. Love it. Read it. You got to love God's word. Number two, look at verse 101. The Bible says, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I, read it with me, might keep thy word. So number one, to refrain yourself, you got to love God's word. But you also got to keep God's word. You say, what do you mean, this keep here? What do you think keep means? It doesn't just mean to, it doesn't mean to hold on to. It actually means to guard, to protect, to look narrowly. And you think about that, I'm sorry, this is kind of a boring, I don't know, not boring, but you know what? You got to love God's word and you got to keep God's word. You know, we're trying to keep it monthly scripture so you can keep it, you can guard it. You know, how many of you have ever been in my Bible class before? And my wife doesn't like when I do this, and probably some of you teachers too. But if I'm in elementary Bible class, I'll ask them what their favorite verse is. How many of you have ever been with me before and I've read your favorite verse out of a different version of the Bible? All right. And you know what? They take words out of there that are crazy. You know what? When you keep God's word, you guard it and you protect it. The other day, I was looking for a Bible just like this. The other day, it was a few months ago. Miss Jamie and I went into Mardell's, and I said, this lady came up to us and said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Yes, I would like a King James Version wide margin." And she said, "Would you be interested in anything else?" And I said, "No, we would like a King James." And then she said that the ASB or whatever, she said, "Well, this perversion," no, she didn't say that. She said, "Well, this version's easier for you to read." And I said, "No, it's not. Because I don't have dumb brain cells like you, woman." No, I didn't say that. No, my wife got really mad. She went over there and like she threw the shelf. No, but we got mad. We're like, "No, we want King James." And she's like, "Well, it's easier to understand and all that." And I was like, "No, it's not easier to understand." I didn't say this. We just said, I can't repeat what we said. No, I was sorry. We just got irritated and we left because you know what? They're trying to get rid of the King James. Then you go to Mardell's and there's like the King James bookcase. And then there's like all these other versions out there. You know what? You know why? We ought to guard God's word and we ought to protect it. And you ought to keep it in your heart. You know why? Because it's got to be precious to you. You got to keep it. You know, I was just thinking today, there's other versions out there that want to change God's word. And it says, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son," right? You know, other versions out there say, "For God so loved," and it says narrowly minded, look narrowly. All right. I like looking narrowly. Some of you say, I've had people come and they've told Christians, they've told me, "You're just narrow minded. You don't want to expand other than God." You know what? I'll get to that point here in a second. But I'll look at John 3:16 and it says, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son." Or he gave, and you know what? Jesus is not God's only son. God said, "When I got saved, I became the son of God." He said, "Brother Michael, that's foolishness. I don't care. I believe it." You know, there's other places. 1 John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." Other versions, they want to say become the children of God. You know, I have a problem with that. Because there's a lot of people in the Bible that had a lot of children. But you know who got the blessings in the Bible? The sons. And you know what? I'm saved. I become a son of God. And I get the blessings of God. I'm sorry, girls, but in the Bible, you didn't get blessings. You know what you were worth? You know, a father would go out there and be like, "Abigail, do you remember this last year? We talked about this. Yeah, you were worth like cows and goats, you know, like, my daughter, she eats a lot. She's worth 7 cows." Just saying, all right? They would trade. But you know who got the blessing? You know who I get the blessing from? I get the blessing from God because I'm God's son. And I don't understand how I can be a son of God and also be the bride of Christ. I don't understand it all. But all I have to know is I get the blessings of God. I am saved. I am God's son. God can protect me in his arms. I remember when I was a little kid, I would get up next to my dad and he would put his arms around me and we would watch things together. We'd just hang out together. I remember my dad, we'd do things together. And you know what? I'm not just the children of God. I have the blessing of my father. And you know what? I'm not just a child of God. I'm the son of God. I get his blessings. I get my prayers answered. Jesus had all those things happen to him. And you know what? I'm the son of God. I can have those things happen to me too. I'm not going to go walk on water, you know, because I'm afraid of water. But, hey, you know, do you understand what I'm trying to say? You can keep God's word within you. It's got to be personal. You got to love it. And you got to keep it. You know, the Bible says you got to look narrowly. You know what some people say? You know, "You're nuts. You know, at least I'm screwed onto the right bolt." Amen? I love that phrase. All right. You know what? The more you understand God's word, the more you hate sin. In Proverbs 8:13. The more narrow you are on God's teaching, you say, "I only want to trust in God. I only want to believe in him. Don't worry about the world." I remember my first job was Walmart, and those people were trying to tell me all these different things. And you know what? I didn't want to listen. Who cares about the world's philosophy? Who cares about what the world teaches? You say, but the world, if you only trust in, if you only know what's in the church, or you only know what's in the Bible, then you're just narrowly minded. You're not as smart. You know what? I could take you to some people that try to do their own thing and they want to be different, but they're not that smart. Yeah, there's people out there that are smart. Don't get me wrong. They make me look like a little kindergarten. All right. But you know what? When you keep God's word, it helps you. It helps you in school. When you keep God's word, yeah, you got to be narrowly minded. You got to say, you know what? I only want this. Look at Matthew chapter 7. I was thinking about this word narrow. Matthew chapter 7 is a famous verse. You guys memorized it last year. Matthew chapter 7. What does the Bible say about narrow things? I'll show you. You can be as wide as you want, but you know what? I'm going to stay on the straight and narrow here. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 through 14, the Bible says, "Enter ye at the what gate? Straight gate, almost. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to what?" Yeah, you can be, don't narrow your mind out. Don't put up those guards, because you're going to, it's going to lead you to destruction. "And many that be that go in thereat. Because what is the gate? Straight is the gate, and how is the way?" No, you got to be open to the world's philosophy. No, narrow is the way, which leadeth to what? "And few there be that find it." You know why? Because everyone wants to listen to the world and they want to have fun and they want to broaden their horizon. But you know what? If I follow God's word, people look at me and maybe they look at people also in church and they say, "Man, you're poor. You don't have all those things." Man, I follow God's word and I get blessed all the time. I have more fun than most people. You know what? There's a lot of people out there that they can't explain it. They're like, "Oh, well, we make more money." You know what? I could spend more money. All right. I can't explain it. But God blesses. You got to love God's word. You got to keep God's word. You got to be narrowly minded. You got to say, "You know what? God's word is for me and I want to follow it. I don't need to follow this guy and this guy and that person, this philosophy. Just follow God's philosophy. What's there if you find it? Life. What's there? Joy. Riches. God's word is there." You know what? Lastly, number one, you got to what? Love God's word. Number two, you got to what? Number three, you got to enjoy God's word. Look at verse 103. "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Now, this word sweet, I was looking it up. I was like, what does sweet mean? Because, you know, I don't know. Some of y'all like, "Well, sweet just means sweet." All right. I know it does not mean Brother Michael, though. I know I'm very sweet, but it's not what it's talking about there. When it says sweet there, I looked it up. "Thy word... How sweet are thy words unto my taste." Sweet there and sweeter. Those mean smooth, pleasant, sweet. It's very deep, isn't it? You know what's smooth and pleasant? Ice cream. You know I love ice cream, all right? I can't get away from it. I remember when I was younger, we'd always go to Brahms, and I would always get like a cone. My mom would always say, "What would you like?" She would always get a shake of their soft serve chocolate with hot fudge in it. I was like, "Mom, out of all the flavors I have, why would you get a chocolate with hot fudge in it? Like, come on." And I remember one time, she's like, "I'll show you here in a second." And after a while, I finished my ice cream cone, and then she finished eating her shake. She got a spoon, she was eating her ice cream, and all of a sudden she showed me her cup, and you know it was all around the edges? The hot fudge. Like, not little beads, like clumps of it. Because the hot fudge does not mix in well with the soft serve. And you know what? It was smooth and it's good. How many of that sounds really good right now? Like, I'm that person, when I go to McDonald's and you get me a hot fudge sundae, I'm eating all the ice cream out, and I get a spoon with all that hot fudge on the edge. It's so warm and smooth and pleasant to my taste. You know what? God's word is like that. The other day, I was reading Micah 6:8, and I know Micah 6:8. I can quote it to you. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And I've read that so many times. I've heard so many messages on it. But the other day, it was like a nugget came out. You know, so next time I went to Brahms, you know what I got? I didn't get a cone anymore. I started getting soft serve chocolate with hot fudge in it. And you know what happened? It was like, ooh, when I read my Bible the other day, and something just stood out on the page to me. You know what it was like? I was like, ooh, God. He left me some hot fudge there. All right. You know what? When you read God's word, it's sweet to you. You got to love it. You know what? You love it, you keep it, and you enjoy it. How many like honey? All right. Well, this isn't really honey because it's great value. No, sorry. All right. But honey, you know, it's smooth. It's sweet. It's pleasant. Amen. How many of y'all want some? Yeah, I want some. I don't even like honey that much. I just want to eat something. All right. Hey, you know what? God's word, it says, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." You know God's word? It's got to be sweet. You got to enjoy it. I enjoy God's word. You know, sometimes I don't always get up in the morning. I don't always get up and say, "Yeah, let's read God's word." All right. I don't do that all the time. But you know what? Every once in a while when I go to church and sometimes when I read God's word and there's just something that stands off on the page, It's like that hot fudge. It's like that honey. It's like God said, hey, you've been loving me. You've been loving my word. You've been keeping my word. You're working hard. Let me bless you more. How many of you like getting extra blessings? Like you just go to school one day and your Bible teacher gives you brownies and you're just like, woo, all right. Yeah, yesterday. What does the Bible say in Psalms 34 and verse 8? Oh, what? Taste and see that what? The Lord is good. Hey, God is very good. God answers your prayer. He does all those things. He helps you get good grades in school. You know why? Because it's pleasant. It's smooth. It's sweet. Like honey. You know your body has tastes. Your body, some of y'all, how many like sweet things? Mm-hmm. I love sweet things. You know, I love gummies. I love ice cream. I love cookies. You know what my favorite cookie is? No, free and round, all right? I don't care. Great value? No. All right? But I love free and round cookies, all right? That's everything. I don't really have... I love them all. And you know what? Spiritually, your soul has something it desires. Your soul has something that it desires. Does your soul desire God's Word or does it desire rock music? Does your soul's desire God's Word or does it desire to be rebellious towards your teacher? Does your desire to love God's word and to keep it? Or does it say, you know what, I'm just going to, I don't care. You know what, how do you refrain yourself? How do you keep barriers up for yourself? It all goes back to one thing. Why does a pastor always preach it from the pulpit? Why does he give you a devotional to read it? Why does he have monthly scripture? It's because he knows one day, and hopefully it's not when you're graduated, it's right now in your life, that you're going to put barriers up. Why does Brother Daniels be the principal of the Christian school? Because one day he hopes to invest in your life enough that you take these barriers that us teachers are giving you, and you put them up for yourself. And you say, you know what? I love God's word. I'm going to keep it. And I enjoy God's word. I love the Christian life. I love it. I want to keep serving God in it. And you know what? God's word, it blesses you each and every day. When you follow God's word, it's a blessing. It's wonderful. It's sweet. And some of y'all are going to miss it. You're going to get out on the world. You're going to do your own thing. And you're going to miss it. You're young right now, and you're going to have a hard attitude towards your teacher. You're going to have a horrible year. Because you've missed it. You're going to have bad grades. You're going to have... Because you've missed it. Refrain yourself. Put your own barriers up. Love God's word. Keep it. Enjoy it.